It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition, a special edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. Hello, hello. The background noise that you hear is because we're recording from Kosher Fest 2019. This is the trade show, the source for the kosher food industry. It's an annual event. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had Menachem Lubinsky. He's the founder, and he was behind the event. And we are going to share with you a fascinating array of guests. Guests that range from owners of businesses in the food industry, food manufacturers, distributors, innovators, and many of them are going to share some of the secrets behind their brand, what makes them unique, what makes them special. Some of them will also share some business tips and advice. And we're going to hear from people across the United States and throughout the world. Also, a special thank you to the many, many comments that I've received from being here at the show. People listen all around the world, and this is what makes this program really a lot of fun to do and to share with the audience week in and week out. 2020 is going to be our fifth year on the air. It's really, really special. Of course, we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio according to the Nielsen ratings. It's a very, very special testament to the great listenership of the show. So without further ado, we're going to go to our first guest and among the many that you're going to hear during tonight's episode. By the way, we recorded so many interviews that this is going to spread out over a number of weeks. So this is going to be, again, each week, of course, is going to have unique content coverage from Kosher Fest 2019, but it's going to be shared over the next few weeks because of the wide range of guests and content that we recorded at Kosher Fest. It's always fun to run into a comrade, a media comrade, and now I have the honor of sitting with
Moshe Kindler of
Moshe. We go back a while, but he is the editor in chief of
publisher
of the Jewish Link of New Jersey. Again, you actually started that paper with now 3 years, 4 years?
First of all, Yitzhak, we go back even longer. We met many years ago, and I was still in the nonprofit fundraising world.
Right.
I worked for a very special place called Ohel, and that's where we first met. About 6.5 years ago.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Time flies.
Hey, folks, we're not going to edit this. If I make a mistake on the air, I'll live with it. All right. It's 7 years.
Almost seven. And time flies, by the way. You know that. Time really flies. Look, you probably can't even imagine how old your son who's taking care of stuff is. So I started about 7 years ago as Jewish Link of Bergen County. Now at Jewish Link of New Jersey, we print over 13,000 papers every week. We are the main go-to paper for the Frum community in New Jersey, north of Lakewood. People know me as the Teaneck paper. I hate that. But the truth is, Bergen County
Nothing against Teaneck. I mean, it's a great community. But we understand what you're saying, and that is north. I love what you said. The largest Orthodox Jewish paper north of Lakewood.
Correct, yes. And there's a big community, even though Lakewood is becoming like the ballpark, it's the core, it's the center today, growing like tremendous. But North Jersey or north of Lakewood is also growing tremendously.
So, as you know, and we've schmoozed about the radio show, the listenership is comprised primarily of small business owners, medium-sized business, even some large business owners. You have a lot of experience from the nonprofit world and running your paper. Perhaps you could share a tip or two that you would say, this is important to keep in mind for small to medium-sized business owners. A tip, a technique, perhaps you could share, Moshe.
Yeah, sure. I think I'm here because of the media side. So what I'll tell, first of all, I'll just say I've had the pleasure and privilege of helping so many small businesses launch in my community. It gives me pride when I see small business owners who started with my paper as the main platform. And I tell you something, it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll tell any small business is that don't give up completely on print, especially not for the Jewish market. For my readership, for our readership, print is not dead. It's almost like the 1980s for our readership. Not exactly. You have to be online and digital as well, but just don't overlook print. It used to be in the old days, it would be 80-20 print versus other things. Those days are changed. Now it's more like 10-20-80 in the reverse, but definitely print still, readers still look for it, buyers. I'll tell you this much. I'll tell a small business. There's no substitute for, let's say, doing a mailing or doing a print a mailer for every potential customer within a 3 to 5 mile radius around your specific place of business. Yes, I know everything's online, but you know what? People are still buying in stores. They're still buying. Don't give up completely on print, right, or don't give it. It should not only be digital. You got to mix it.
And I want to add something. A major advantage of print over digital is that, in a polite way, you're invasive. Meaning, your paper is getting into the homes. Online, is they have to go and search for your thing. So I'm not discounting it. Of course, it has a role. But when someone runs an ad in your paper and they're in the home, they're flipping pages, you're front and center. You're right there in front of your prospect.
Yitzhak, 100%. And I want to tell you something else. Nothing digital has really replaced yet the experience of sitting at a paper, whether it be the Daily News, the New York Post, or a paper like ours, in the Jewish world, sitting down and spending 15, 20, 30 minutes and then finishing the paper and, hey, you're up to date. Nothing digital has replaced that experience. And I'm just saying, I'm waiting for that experience. By the way, if that ever happens, papers like ours, we're in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Moshe, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Yitzhak, for having me, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. All right, and now my guest is none other than David
Haziza.
Haziza, that's how you pronounce it. Now, of course, you're experienced at performances, so you know you got to talk into the mic.
That's right.
In order for the people to hear
Mike's
you.
Mike's my best friend.
Okay, so first of all, we're going to open by giving you a grand, big congratulations and mazel tov on your new Tesla.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now, Bottom Line Marketing Group happens to be honored. One of our clients is the Chicago Chesed Fund, and the Tesla raffle, the annual Tesla raffle, is our campaign. Wow. And I understand that you won the 2019 Tesla raffle.
Yep, it's unbelievable.
Amazing.
So couldn't believe it.
So you put in the ticket, and you're like, okay, I'm doing a mitzvah, and maybe I'll win. Maybe, who knows? You know.
The chances,
but sure
I
enough,
thought were definitely
you
small.
Got that phone call, and you are the winner of a 2019
Tesla. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. For 20 minutes, I thought there was a prank going on.
There was a prank.
Yeah, of course.
Like, hello, I want a Tesla. Okay, what else? What do you want from me? I'm not giving you my credit card. I'm not giving you my Social Security. Please leave me alone. I've gotten enough of these calls, and
That's right. Sure enough,
you really won it.
It's funny. I didn't even put in tickets for this year's raffle. It was last year's raffle that I put in tickets for.
Amazing.
It's
amazing. Right,
yeah.
Right. It's correct. It was the Vortex, and then you got ported over.
Right.
Amazing. So first of all, I give a shout-out to the Chicago Chesed Fund, a wonderful organization. I've actually toured it one next time you're in Chicago.
Definitely.
Or if you drive there in your new Tesla.
That's right.
Yeah, there are stations along the way to
charge it.
So you'll be fine. Route 80. So anyways, the organization is a wonderful organization, 44,000 square feet of chesed, food, clothing, school supplies, furniture, you name it. It's all under one roof.
Incredible.
And there's so many, you know, thousands of individuals that benefit from this great organization on a day in and day out basis.
Definitely.
Now, I understand that you're a performer.
That
so
too.
Talk about that. You know, how do I ask it? What is your day job? What is your night job?
Singers or musicians never really have a day or a night. Let's just put it that way. You know, they're always, their schedule is always messed up. But Baruch Hashem, you know, we just put out a single around a month ago.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. It's my first single that I put out, and Meretz Hashem, a video coming out this week.
Great.
And Baruch Hashem, great feedback. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael. There was plenty
Amazing.
Of concerts here at Sukkos. And I'm telling you, the feedback, Baruch Hashem, is coming out great. It's incredible. Chasdei Hashem, you know, things are just unbelievable, you know.
So, first, we wish you continued Hatzlacha.
Thank you.
And secondly, just as a parting thought, because you're in the showbiz, what tips would you share for someone who has stage fright, someone who perhaps is, afraid of public speaking?
Definitely. So it's actually funny. I think that public speaking is very different than, actually performing on stage. I would say that, you know, anyone that starts off, it's very, very natural for them to have stage fright because it's a very natural feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It took me actually a while to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
And after I'd done a couple of shows, it just, you know, over time, it just...
used to it.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a l'chaim beforehand and get...
No.
Stagger onto the stage.
You could, but it's not a must. It works either way.
David, really an honor to have you here on the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Continued Hatzlacha.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. And now I have the pleasure of speaking with none other
than Michael Rollhouse.
Okay. What brings you to Kosher Fest?
The good food, networking, meeting people, meeting you.
Thank you. Thank you. So how does it work? You're going Milchix or Fleishix today?
Well, first I start Milchix, and then I go Fleishix, of course.
So that means you got to avoid those six-hour cheese.
No, but I'm a Yekki, so it's only 3 hours.
So besides that, what line are you in? What brings you to Kosher Fest in terms of your business affiliation?
Yeah, I make furniture for restaurants and a bunch of kosher restaurants. I just met a client not too long ago, Smokey Joe's. He's opened a place in Riverdale. Nice. I've done work for him before. I meet people. Networking, it's the name of the game.
So furniture for restaurants?
Mainly for restaurants. I do furniture for any type of institution. But I make banquettes, I sell a lot of tables, chairs, and I've been doing this almost my whole life.
So it's pretty fascinating. I'm not going to ask for any trade secrets, but perhaps you could share what makes you unique in terms of creating furniture for a restaurant than let's say if a restaurant just wanted to approach a general furniture company.
Well, my furniture is custom made. I do layouts for the restaurant. I tell them what would work in the restaurant, what wouldn't. I help them with design. The layouts are really critical.
So you help with layouts, footprint.
What kind of furniture they need, if they need benches, what shape the benches are.
So to a certain degree, you're a consultant for them as well, on some level.
Yes. When I retire from my job manufacturing furniture in Queens, then maybe I should just go into being a consultant.
By the way, you know, there are tens of thousands of listeners, so you're giving away what you're up to.
I have no trade secrets. Anyone that wants to do what I do, Gesundheit.
Wishing you best of luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
Excellent, take care. Part of the thrill for me personally of coming to Kosher Fest is I meet up with all types of friends and old buddies, even great buddies, and now I have the honor of sitting with Rabbi Naftali Miller. Rabbi Naftali, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, great. It's great to see you, Yitzchak. I remember the first campaign we did together with you.
I think 20 years ago.
Yeah, you were on Coney Island. You just put up a sign next to Chaim Berlin.
That's right, 20
and,
years ago.
And it's really, really amazing watching how you evolved your team and all the different work that you have done and watching on the sidelines in amazement. And it's really, it's exciting to see you. And when I came to high school, you were already,
you're
already in the Beis Medrash.
The lover of David Train.
Yes. So we share a lot of common great things.
But you know, what's special about Rav Tali is his kind words. But of course, the feelings are mutual. You've also skyrocketed, you know, Bli Ayin Hara. Bli Ayin Hara in terms of responsibility. We know that coming up, you know, a few weeks away is a very, very big day for you, for Klal Yisrael. It's very special. Of course, you're renowned as a, I don't want to, you know, sometimes to call someone a fundraiser can almost be like, almost like an insult. You're a relationship individual, and that's really always been your strength, and that's why people love you. You know, what can I say?
Thank you.
So perhaps you could share from your experience out there in the world, you know, what is a great tip, either for a fundraiser, for a salesperson, executive director, what's something that you could share that it's always important that they are cognizant of in their day in and day out work?
I think the biggest thing to share is always come prepared. You know, just like a person invests in a real estate deal, they do due diligence, they check out to make sure that it's a good deal. When you bring a product to somebody to invest in a business deal, you did your due diligence, you prepared, you have a good product. The same way they want to get involved in a tzedakah and giving charity, will this make a difference to Klal Yisrael? Will it make a difference to somebody else? How? What? What is it going to do? That's important to come when you come to somebody to show how you're going to make a difference in the world. And you have to really believe it and you have to really feel it. And if you don't believe in it, then don't even go into the meeting.
Such great advice, Rav Naftali. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Continued Hatzlacha.
Amen.
So we're going to go to a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be here from Kosher Fest 2019. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way, And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me. We're coming to you from Kosher Fest 2019. All right. Being at Kosher Fest, I get to meet with so many individuals from so many backgrounds and such a wide range of types of industries that are related to food. This particular guest I go back with a long time. Matis is an old buddy. Matis, how are you?
I am Baruch Hashem. We definitely go back a long way.
And you actually have you're probably one of the most prominent players here today. Talk about your company and what you provide to the marketplace.
So we're actually presenting here. This is our 31st year.
31st year.
We got last year they gave us an award for being here for 30 years.
The name of your company
is Quality Frozen Foods. We've been in business for 43-plus years. We are a kosher food distributor. Today, although it's quality frozen foods, we carry actually more dry than frozen and fresh. But we're still the king of frozen, and we haven't dropped that name. It started off, my father started selling frozen fish. The first brand of gefilte fish that was ever out there was called Muncie Gefilte Fish. And that was what he started peddling out of the trunk of his car. There was two brothers by the name of Moshe and Dave Semmel who had the iconic original Semmel grocery store on 13th Avenue,
sure,
who took a liking to him and partnered with him, and they formed Quality Frozen Foods. And as they say, the rest is
history.
Today, it went from being a car in a trunk. We are a global company today, servicing as far away as Australia, Israel, all throughout Europe, Mexico, Canada, Panama.
How many trucks do you have out in the road?
So we have 10 of our own local trucks covering the tri-state area. We go as far away as Philadelphia, and we're in Connecticut twice a week, and obviously everywhere in between. And then we service around the United States. Wherever there's kosher, we're there. But the customers hire an outside trucker usually to service themselves.
So, Matis, I'm not going to ask for any trade secrets, but what is a... we understand that freshness is key to food. I mean, food's got to be fresh in order for it to move on the shelves. How do you maintain that? How is it something, a responsibility that you deal with day in and day out? Quality frozen foods, but like you said, it's whether it's frozen or, you know, it's just ready off the shelf, fresh. What's your secret to maintaining that quality control?
So there, obviously, it's complex. It's complicated. It's not always such a simple thing. But part of it's knowing what to order, how much to order. Just this morning, I got a call from one of our buyers that an item that we sell many, many thousands and thousands of cases at a time. We were given the plant that we produce it in notified us that our regular scheduled production, which wasn't for another month or so, they can't hold that production. They didn't, you know, for whatever the reason was, something came up. Mm. They want to back up the production to now. And then they notified us that a secondary production that they would have been able to follow up also had to get canceled for maintenance or whatever it is. And we had to make decisions this morning. Do we feel that we could turn that product? We have an option to make a large production today. Will the dates hold versus the sales versus the amount of time till the following production? So these are things that come up all the time. And in actuality, sometimes customers get frustrated. Why is an item out of stock? The reality is, without getting into all the trade secrets, right, but that's part of it, is that vendors like myself are not interested in overproducing an item and then running into dating issues. But then again, what happens is when you're relying on co-packers, which most of the Jewish marketplace is relying on, you're really beholden to their schedules and whether or not you can get production time. And even, I'll give you another little secret.
Sure.
A lot of the kosher productions are done on Mondays, because a lot of the lines that have to get koshered have to be done after 48 or 24 hours of being unused, which the only time to do that is over a Shabbos and a Sunday. Now, if Monday is a legal holiday or a Jewish holiday,
boom,
there's no productions. So it can get a little complicated.
Amazing. Matis, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Our absolute pleasure. It's good to see you, and it's good to sit with you finally.
Same here. Looking forward, Matis. Milchiks, Fleishiks, distributors, manufacturers, we have all types of guests here that are appearing on the Mind Your Business show. And now I have the pleasure of sitting with
Issa Ostrander
and
Stephanie Cohen.
And which company do you represent?
Mom Pops.
Mom Pops, all natural fruit pops.
All right, sound delicious. Talk about it. Let's hear.
So my mother and I started the company in 2010 on the streets of Philadelphia, always looking to provide a healthy fresh fruit pop for people suffering from food allergies, diabetes, obesity, just providing an all-natural product for everyone. And then we've come into the kosher world for over the last year or so.
Now, you started on the streets of Philadelphia, so
yes,
you're guaranteed to be successful. You know how to plow through anything.
That's right.
So talk about it. And also, you're in a family business. You started with your mom.
That's right. Yeah, that's why we're called Mom Pops. And started
so
in farmers'
cute
markets all throughout Philadelphia, slinging pops at festivals and events throughout the area. And then Stephanie came into our world about 4 years ago, and that's where we really started blowing up all throughout grocery stores and food service all throughout the tri-state area.
Talk about the different flavors that your company produces.
All right, so all of our flavors use fresh fruit. We don't use juices or concentrates. We keep it all natural, wholesome ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
We produce everything in our own facility outside of Philly. Our most popular is strawberry lemonade, followed by chocolate sea salt. It's like a fudgicle.
Mm-hmm.
We went for the goal of like the old-time fudgicles on the boardwalk. Mango, pineapple basil, banana raspberry, they're all available and so yummy.
Wow. What is it like when you have an idea, a concept, and then the, I don't want to say frustrations, but the...
Frustrations
of taking it to market. What is that like?
It's the greatest highs and greatest lows. We explain it. It's the wildest roller coaster we've ever been on, but so fulfilling and so exciting. What's been great about us is while, you know, there are times we think we're not where we want to be, we look back at last year or the year before and think, wow, how far we've come. It's just incredibly fulfilling to, for he and his mom, have an idea and just take it to market and see it grow. It really is your baby. He says he makes a million babies a year, and he does.
Now, I know that you know, there's tens of thousands of listeners here to Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. I'm just going to pop the question. Are you still on talking terms with your mom?
Oh, yeah, every day. I'm an only child. That's perks of my mother, seeing me every day, hanging out.
That's amazing.
She is the boss.
Amazing. Well, what could I say? Just wishing you lots of success, lots of luck.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Take care.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you're enjoying this show, this edition of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. And, of course, we have such a wide range of guests. We've been talking with food manufacturers, innovators, distributors, retail individuals. And now we have someone in government.
Absolutely.
You are?
So, Yitzchak, I'm Andrew Gross. I am the executive director of the New Jersey Israel Commission, which is part of the New Jersey Department of State.
Okay, describe. What is that all about?
Absolutely. Well, I am in charge of a 30-year-old commission. It was established in 1989 that is in charge of New Jersey's relations with the State of Israel. It's an incredibly unique post. I think it's possibly the only one in the United States where a state has an office dedicated to Israel relations. And Governor Murphy had asked me back in the summer if I would come on board, which I was thrilled to do. And this post hasn't been held really in 9 or 10 years. So I'm restarting an old position.
Nice. So how many times since he was elected into office have you been to Israel? Or
sure. Well, I haven't been yet. I'm 3 months on the job.
Okay.
And hopefully soon there will be an opportunity, hope maybe to go. And in the meantime, what we are doing, what I am doing, is working with our commission members and agencies across the state to find ways to promote the New Jersey-Israel relationship. And it's great that I'm here at Kosher Fest today because there are so many Israeli companies that are presenting. And the state of New Jersey is so welcoming to these companies. We want more Israeli companies in our state. We want them to choose New Jersey as their first destination to expand their businesses, to come here for logistics purposes or distribution. Governor Murphy, by the way, has been to Israel twice already since becoming governor. So he's very, very supportive of the relationship with Israel.
So if, let's say, this relationship works both ways. If, let's say, there's a company in New Jersey that wants to interact with companies in Israel, they should contact your office.
Absolutely.
And the other way around, companies in Israel that want to do business in the state of New Jersey perhaps
100%.
Can benefit by being in touch with your
and
office.
They certainly would benefit. I'll give you an example. Because of the governor's visit to Israel back in 2018, the state of New Jersey signed an agreement with the Israel Innovation Authority. And right now, through this month, actually, is the window to apply for grant money that is available for companies of a certain size. They have to fit a certain criteria, but they have to be based in New Jersey, again, within certain criteria that's available on the New Jersey EDA website. And if they want to do research and development activities in Israel, there's money available for them. So there's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity here for New Jersey-based companies to expand and engage with Israel.
This is really special because it's a proactive position. It's a proactive office to make things happen. It's really special.
Absolutely. We, here in the state of New Jersey, we really take our relationship with Israel seriously. It's important. We have one of the largest Israeli communities. We're the fourth largest Israeli community in the United States. We really value this community, and we want to make sure that companies that could, and entities in New Jersey that could benefit from this relationship will benefit, are benefiting, and that we can extract every opportunity.
What's the website where people could find out more information about your office?
Sure. You can find information about my office by going to the New Jersey Department of State website, and there is a dedicated page to the New Jersey Israel Commission with information about who we are, what I do. And pertaining to the agreement and the application that companies can apply for with this grant with the Israel Innovation Authority, that is available on the website of the New Jersey Economic Development Authority website.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Yitzhak, thank you so much. Great to be here.
Same here. All right, Kosher Fest 2019, and now I have the honor and pleasure of sitting with...
Brian Jacobs.
Brian, get close to the mic. And Steve?
Steve Katz.
All right. What company are you with?
Brian's Foods.
Brian's Foods?
We are Calzones.
Yum. Okay, so talk about it. How long are you in the marketplace?
So we're relatively new in the marketplace, especially in the New York, New Jersey area. We started out in Michigan, in the Detroit area, and got into a lot of stores over there. And have had a desire to be, people have wanted us to be all over the country, but the place to start is New York for kosher. So we're here, and we want to make sure.
Is your product out there in supermarkets at this point?
It will be in the beginning of 2020.
2020, nice. Yeah. So you're getting out there, but again, you're out of the Detroit area.
We're out of the Detroit area. We manufacture in the Detroit area. We have... set up with various distributors over here. The stores and consumers have visited our booth and love our product. The consumers especially have overwhelmed us this show. They keep coming back. They keep referring people.
Is this your first time at Kosher Fest?
Second time, but this is our first serious time.
First serious time. And your plan is to go nationwide?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. When was the... I love talking with people that are innovators and you have your own product. Describe what it was like from the aha moment to we ought to be doing a calzone and doing it right till the point that you're at today.
Well, about 5 years ago, Steve came into the restaurant. We own a Jerusalem Pizza in Detroit.
Okay.
And I said, I got to get this to the market. And Steve's like, you know what? Let's do it. Right. 5 years later, here we are.
Right. And the amazing thing is anyone that has been through Detroit knows Brian, knows Jerusalem Pizza. And while we were sitting there in an impromptu meeting, three different people, one from Chicago, one from Boca, one from Miami, at different times during our 45-minute meeting came in and said, when are you going to open up a store in our location? And it became evident that we had to develop the product in a product, and we decided to go with the calzones. To start, we'll be bringing other products to market as well. So look for Brian's, ask for Brian's, and you'll love it, and we'll keep producing additional products.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Really great being here.
Such great advice, such great content shared by such a wide range of guests here at Kosher Fest 2019. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me. Yes, there's some background noise, and that is because we're coming to you from Kosher Fest 2019. And we're going to have such a wide range of guests that are going to share their tips and knowledge from the kosher food industry and the business world at large. Now my guest is none other than?
Sassy Kraus.
Okay. And what business are you with?
So we are food safety consultants. Regulations in the industry have changed a lot over the years, and we help businesses obtain certification for food safety, meet FDA regulatory compliance, USDA, and all those.
So this is very fascinating. Your industry apparently is way beyond kosher. I mean, kosher is, you know, perhaps the low-hanging fruit, but at the same time, really, every company out there needs you.
Absolutely, and especially the customer requirements and the industry is totally changing. Customers are most of the time not going to source products from companies who aren't compliant. Being compliant is not nearly enough. They want you to be certified by like a third-party independent auditing body, so they know that you meet all the standards that are required. So if you want to be a supplier for Costco, for Whole Foods, or anything, you really need to, you know, get into the game and have your audits and be compliant.
So apparently you have to be familiar with, on the federal level, on the local level, state level, there could be all types of compliance issues.
Absolutely, and especially in the United States, it's a fragmented system. We have the USDA, the FDA, the EPA, the Customs and Border Patrol for imports. There are all types of regulations that food importers, manufacturers, distributors, it covers everything. So this is all new. In the past, only certain industries were regulated, like the juice industry, the meat industry, and the fish industry. But there was the Food Safety Modernization Act, which was passed in 2011. went into effect in 2016, that everybody that handles, processes, holds, distributes, imports food is required to comply with. So many people aren't aware of it. I mean, actually, we've met many people at the show here who have been dealing with food for the past 50 years, and they said, I never knew about this. So it's very important for people to realize that there are new laws which they have to, you know about.
What's your company's website?
So we're focusgroup.com. Focus is with a double S for safety, so people should remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything. We take you from wherever you are. Usually we start with a gap analysis to see where you are and what you need to do to get to the end point, and then we help you get there.
Fascinating. Just before I let you go, what prompted you to get into the business?
So actually it was very interesting because I'm in food for many years. Actually my whole history is food. Started out by eating it. But I was working for a company who wanted to sell to Costco.
Okay.
And we were going through everything. We had no clue what we had to do. And we took a consultant. They gave us a price of like $28,000. And I said, I'm sure that I could learn how to do this myself. So it took me 6 months. We went through everything night and day, and then we got compliant, we got certified, started telling them, I got questions here and there, you know, can you help us with this, can you help us with that? Because to get your product out there, it's like your, you know, your entryway to the industry. So I decided, you know, if I'm helping people, let me make this into my business.
Wishing you great hatzlacha.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, and now I have the pleasure of meeting up with
Dr. Rafael Moshe Fox.
Okay, so what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So I'm here to get Refuah Medicinals out to more people. So
that's your company?
Yeah,
Refuah Medicinals.
Refuah Medicinals.
So, can you describe your product line?
I've been practicing for 20 years doing integrated medicine, and traditionally trained as a Chinese medicine doctor. So with that, over the last 20 years, I've seen what works, what doesn't work. So I've taken those traditional formulas, added, subtracted some herbs to it, and developed a line that I've seen to be truly effective. So we're taking that. We have 18 different teas. We have women's formulas, immune formulas, children's formulas. So eczema, nursing, you know, what have you. We've also moved into the CBD line, doing full spectrum. So not just an isolate of a particular CBD, but actual full spectrum CBD, CBG, and then all the terpenes. So we're doing full spectrum, and we're taking specific strands that have been shown to be effective, more effective, let's say, for neurological pain or for tremor, or for insomnia, or for anxiety. So not just doing an isolate, taking what Hashem has made and doing the full spectrum with that.
Where can people find your products? Where is it?
So right now, we're a new company, really working on getting this out, so that's why we're here at Kosher Fest. Right now, we're online at RefuahMedicinals.com. We're in Crown Drugs in Crown Heights. We're in a couple stores in the Midwest. So, and we're also... With that, we're also moving into with kids, it can be very difficult to get kids to take their medicine. So we're moving into a kids' health candy line. So using xylitol, which is good for the teeth, no sugar, all organic, putting herbs in there, putting vitamins in there. We have a nice bitter blocker that blocks the bitter taste receptor. So we can put very strong, healthy herbs in there for the kids, and they're going to take it. They're going to enjoy it.
It's a pleasure to meet up with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Such great advice, such great content shared by such a wide range of guests here at Kosher Fest 2019. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman and Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman and Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
All right, it's a little noisy in the background. Of course, it's Kosher Fest 2019. Among the treats for me doing the show here is that I get to meet up with old buddies. He's not old, but he's a buddy. Marty Sigmeister. Marty, how you doing?
Great, Yitzhak. How are you?
Okay,
thanks fantastic. For not calling me old.
So we understand what brings you, I understand, but share with the audience what you're up to these days.
Well, we're selling wine, we're selling spirits.
What's the name of the company you're affiliated with?
I work for Allied Importers.
Okay.
I'm their sales manager. We sell it in New York, New Jersey, and all over the country. And we sell brands like Dalton, Givaot, Hayotzer, Jerusalem Vineyards.
So talk about the wine industry, the kosher wine industry now in 2019, heading into 2020.
The kosher wine industry in 2019 has exploded. The choices that customers have are far more than they ever had. The interesting thing is it's far more than anybody can carry in any one place. So the retailers and the restaurateurs have to be far more discriminating about what they choose. Mm. And customers have to be a little bit more knowledgeable about what they buy.
So perhaps what could you share in terms of a company out there that's coming into the market that they really need to ace, they need to be great at in order to fight for that precious shelf space?
Well, today it's all about marketing and creating a presence for yourself, creating a name, creating packaging, creating a product that's what the consumer wants, not that just what you think they want. You have to have all those elements come together way before you worry about what's really in the bottle. Helps now, if it's good, but there's a lot of other elements that go on first.
Now, you touched on such an important point, and it's really a delicate point, and that is, you know, let's say someone has a vineyard and he is obviously, you know, totally into his product, but he doesn't really get, he doesn't totally understand the marketplace, but he's like, I know this is great and it's going to sell well, but he's, you know, not being cognizant of the marketplace.
Yeah, that's where we come in. Our job is to say, okay, this is great,
but,
or to say, this is great and. Either way.
Hi, Marty, you're terrific. It's great catching up with you.
Yeah,
continued
nice
success.
You. Thanks so much. Great to see you. Thanks for putting
Take
me
care,
on.
Marty.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, Culture Fest 2019 getting close to wrapping up. And, of course, who else would we ask to come on but none other than the founder himself of Culture Fest, Menachem Lubinsky. Menachem, thank you so much for joining me here once again on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much. It's hard to believe that the show, which started 31 years ago with less than 70 booths and less than 600 visitors, today had, as of yesterday and today, had close over 5,000 visitors and close to 360 booths. But if I'm looking back now at the show,
mm-hmm.
and I'm specifically focused on a few items that require kind of look focus on. One of them would be the fact that you had booths here from countries that you would never dream would ever come to a kosher food show. Pakistan, mm-hmm. Sri Lanka, the United Arab Emirates. And there are 21 or 22 other countries that are here. And they're looking to get a bite out of this growing kosher food
industry.
Right,
no pun intended, of course.
So that was kind of like one of the things that was one of the highlights of the show. Another highlights was some of the people that I met here. Kind of people from Costco, buyers from Canada, a buyer from the University of Massachusetts who buys for his huge kosher program, people in food service, from nursing homes, supermarket chains like ShopRite and others. It was just amazing at the collection of different types of people who are involved in the industry. And almost to a man and a woman, they all said the same thing. Wow, kosher has really gone upscale. And not for the fact that the sign says kosher and it says Kosher Fest, sometimes you'd be hard pressed to know that this is a kosher show. I mean, the way the products look, the way the products taste, the texture, the innovation, the creativity, it could go any place, but it happens to be kosher.
Menachem, let me just turn to also your prowess in the world of marketing. What does it say? I mean, here you started off, as you said, with roughly five, you know, first year, 500 people, now 5,000 people, that any great idea in general takes time to develop 31 years to where you are today. Of course, last year was also a great success, of course, notwithstanding. But the point is, what do you say to those people out there that just want to launch something? In 3 months from now, Menachem, I want to see it to be a wildly successful product.
Well, one of the misnomers of marketing are people who define branding as something that's a quick fix. And the reality is that branding is a very long-term process. The product has to prove itself over time. It has to be true to its label. The customer, the end user, has to become comfortable with it. Only then are you in the space to be able to say that you're branding it. So it was the same thing here. I mean, it was a question of convincing people that there was such a thing as the kosher food industry. How do you take, the Coca-Colas of the world and the mom pops that are all kosher and you put them into one sphere? But you began to teach them that kosher is a niche. Not only is it a niche, but it goes, there's a crossover market. And I think that one of the things that I noticed here very much is that some of the people were actually not even looking to buy products here for kosher. They were looking to buy kosher products for the general market.
Mm. How does it feel to the naysayers? I'm sure there were more than a few 31 years ago that said, hey, Menachem, what are you putting your energy into this? You know, what's it good? You'll get a couple of dozen people, a couple of dozen booths. How does that feel looking at this today?
Well, I think that there are some major companies that did not show up at the show this year because they decided to take a hiatus. Purely from a marketing point of view, it's a mistake. But first of all, if you're part of an industry, you need to be loyal to that industry, even if it doesn't necessarily bring you direct results at one show. Secondly, you might miss an opportunity that you even didn't know was there. You might not have known that the Costco buyer was going to come by, and guess what? You weren't here. And the other thing is, you need to have an opportunity at least once a year to shake hands with your customers,
right.
To say thank you to those
who
keep you going all year round. So, and I purposely did not try to convince anyone or impress anyone because I think if you have to convince somebody about marketing, it's a bad sell.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if I go into a manufacturer and I have to tell them, listen, you need to have a repairman for your boiler, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to produce, I'm in very bad territory. And it's the same thing with marketing. It's those people that understand that everything in their life is coming from marketing. The chair they sit on, the table that they use, the books that they read, everything. They don't even understand how they're influenced by marketing. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to share a big story with them.
Thank you.
And I want to generally thank you for, you know, bringing the whole concept of where we need to be with marketing to the general consumer. And both you and I are around to answer questions and to take this to the next level.
And again, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me at the Lubicom number, which is 718-854-4450. And if you're clicking, www.lubicom.com. And, of course, they know where to get a hold of you. Just tune in to WABC.
Menachem, thank you. Always a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Oh, man, we're out of time. Oh, yay. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. It was recorded at Kosher Fest 2019. Tune in again next Sunday night right here on 77 WABC at 10 p.m. for more great business content. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.